Hey y'all, this is Dick Darren from StraightHustling.com. Are you a hunter or just like to target shoot and have a good time? Then you need to check out Freedom Munitions. You can find a link to Freedom Munitions at the bottom of StraightHustling.com. I can't say enough good stuff about Freedom Munitions. It's where I buy my own ammo, great prices, you buy directly online, and it's shipped to your doorstep. It doesn't get any better than that. You can sign up for their email specials and check out their brass buyback program. So please click the link at the bottom of our site, StraightHustling.com. It takes you directly to Freedom Munitions and get your hustle on. Let's get on with the show.
Hey, it's Mother Sparks, baby. You know what I'm doing. I'm straight hustling with the homie Dick Darren. You know, the squad. You know how we do it. Representing 949 New South. Be on the lookout for all types of marvelous things on the horizon. It's going down. Now put your drink in the air if you ain't scared. Them folks been doing that thing, yeah. Country fried, baptized in gravy. Can't wash off what the good Lord made you. No matter how far that highway goes, an old dirt road to get you home. Come on. If you see it in the right when they try to lie, you're the bullet hole in a stop sign kind. Then I'm right there with you. Put your drinks up high for my country folks. All right, welcome back to Straight Hustling. We got a cool show today. It's Dick Darren.
Money Mike, what up?
And Steve.
All at the Straight Hustling headquarters, we got a cool show today. We got Bubba Sparks.
Yeah, man, he's a legend.
Yeah, man. In
business right now.
The original in the country rap, the guy that started it all, man. Very cool.
That's freaking awesome. He's going to take his time out to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, he's been doing it for forever, man. So now it's starting to pick up steam, and a lot of people are jumping on board and getting in it. But, you know, he was the original, so that's very cool to get him on the show. See if he's got some new music. I know he's got a show coming out here in Nashville.
Oh, yeah, with Yellow Wolf and all the cats around town. It's going to be great, man.
Jelly Roll and Eye for an Eye. Big Henry, you better come on our show.
And Boswell, Holler Davidson, for all you Nashvillians, get on down there and see this show. It's going to be one hell of a country hip-hop show, man. So you got to check it out. So
let's get old Bubba on here and see what's up.
What up, B?
Hello.
Hey, is this Bubba?
Is this Dick?
Yeah, man, it's Dick Darren. I got Mike and Stu with me.
Hey, how's it going? What's going on, man?
Man, you got a great damn name, man.
You like it? Not as good as Bubba Sparks.
Yeah.
Nah, Dick Darren's better than Bubba Sparks, dude.
Oh, man, your shit makes money.
Yeah, but the fact that Dick is Darren enough to let Dick Darren be his name?
We just call him Big Dick around here, so.
Yeah.
I get it, dude. He's a swinging dick, man.
I know, man. I let that motherfucker swing.
Yeah.
Better look out.
With them nuts
and swinging Richard. That's like when you really get money and all that shit. Like then, and your shit's like on newsstands and like, you know, like fucking world all hip hop shit. You start calling yourself Swinging Richard.
Yeah. I just might be Dick then.
Yeah.
This one
word. That's right.
Yeah. Or D.
Dick D. Yeah, Dick D.
Oh man, we're doing great, man. How you doing right now?
Man, I'm sitting in this fuck ass traffic, man. You know.
Oh shit, that's one thing I can't do.
It's gonna be worse.
Where are you at?
I'm in Nashville.
Oh, you're in Nashville. Man, you should have came out here to the studio.
You should have came out here to the studio and did it live.
Oh shit, I mean, cause you know I live here now.
Oh, dude, I didn't know that. I thought you were like in Georgia or something.
Oh, man, you're getting all kind of outdated information.
Yeah, man, behind on the times, man.
Well, yeah, we're located now, right here in Nashville.
Let's just talk this one out, I mean, and then we'll put another one on schedule. We'll come over there and, you know, do some kind of other thing or something.
Yeah, that'd be great, man. Yeah.
Yeah, get you some, spit some freestyle on the Straight Hustling.
pay style, motherfucker, pay style.
Yeah, we're not too far. We're right off 24, so not too bad.
What exit?
31.
Exit 31?
Yeah, you want us to wait for you?
Don't feel like play the hell out there now, huh?
Oh, no, it's not that far, man.
Yeah, you know, New Hope Road.
We had David Ray out here.
I live on Old Hickory. I mean, I live, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I live in Madison. Right.
Yeah, man, we'll definitely need to set that up, man. We had David Ray out here a couple weeks ago, man, so he knows where it is. You guys have to come out here and we can do some shooting and do a little interview then.
Get all the get the whole crew back out there again or something.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
Do a video shoot or something.
I'm with it, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll tell you about the spot out here. It's great, man. You'll have to come out here and really check it out.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to set that up, man. It's a lot better quality, too, when we can do it in person, too, man.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, I get it.
We won't have you cussing at people in traffic, either.
Flipping
them off. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, a real professional would, like, edit that. They would put that in there.
Oh, no. We ain't that professional.
Yeah. Do you know who you called?
That's right. Man, I ain't that professional.
Yeah,
well, man, it's very cool, man. We got to talk to you, man. We've been fans for a long time, man. And you started the whole kind of mixing the country and the rap together. So, man, we're really privileged to have to be able to talk to you, man.
No, man, I always try to, anybody wants to talk to me, shit, I figure that's something to be grateful about. So, I try to talk to, make time for anybody. So.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I mean, that shows
you.
Y'all ain't special
enough,
is what I'm saying.
Oh, man. It ain't like that, is it?
Yeah, we already knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, you expected any different.
I don't know if you can beat us down too far. We're already down there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We ain't even to go. I just like to shoot the breeze, man.
Oh, shit. So, man,
they kicked me down pretty far, too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to play here in Nashville anytime soon?
Yeah, you got a show coming up.
I'm doing the Slum Fest, you know, the Yellow Wolf thing.
Yeah, that's going to be a fucking great show, man. I was looking at the VIP on there, man, but we're fucking broke, man.
Yeah,
I was looking at that. I was like, man, that's going to be a jam, an all-day jam down there at Boswell's.
Yeah, I wish I knew what time I was going on, because I'm actually in West Virginia the night before, so I gotta probably sure I have to like drive at 4 in the morning, get back here, get started through that.
Yeah, that's.
I'm looking forward to it, man. You know,
that's gonna be a hell of a show.
That was obviously killing everything right now, but you know, I hope to get the guys out there, I-49, let this rip for the hometown, and you know, Jelly's doing his thing, Alex King doing his thing. So, I mean, yeah. It's just. Shot at that, Big Henry. I mean, it's just going to be a good,
It sounds like a great set.
Great show.
Yeah, man, it's going to be incredible. I'm trying to get Big Henry's ass on here, man. I don't know, he's too busy for us.
Big Henry run around the streets, man. You know how that goes.
Well, we got Alexander coming on.
Yeah, we got Alexander coming on a couple of days, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be good interview. I can't wait.
I'll tell you, it's been a real cool thing, especially Alex. I mean, I've known Jelly for a while too, but I've definitely known Alex, you know, and it's the old CWB day, you know, Stump and D-Ray and D-Stone and Zach and all those guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you just see all, you know, everything coming full circle, and it's just a beautiful time. It's a beautiful time for the Nashville music scene. You know,
yeah,
the urban, you know, hip-hop slash meeting that world of traditional, you know, Nashville music city, you know, it's all happening right now. Ooh.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's all starting to come together, and a lot of people are paying it more attention and really taking off, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, once you start listening to it, you can't stop, because, I mean, even if part of the song doesn't hit you, the other part hits you right in the mouth. I mean, every song you listen to, I mean, it's like, you know, something
you find one thing you like about every song.
Right, yeah, because I mean, I like hip hop. I really don't like country. But then again, I grew up right here. You know what I mean? And I love country. I love the vibe.
Country, you know, like whether you like country music or not, and I think that's where the correlation comes in. And I grew up on a farm, but I never really cared for country music, so to speak. But I grew up hunting, fishing, and running around out there and being a complete, redneck dumbass. And so, but I love hip hop music, man, you know, so, and I just kind of always felt like it was my responsibility, at least to represent, because I just knew, man, it was like when I was like 19, 20 years old, I was like, look, it was kind of after, it was before Eminem had come out, but it was like after Vanilla Ice and after House of Pain. And I looked at how different they were judged by history, right?
Yeah.
House of Pain and Vanilla Ice. I was like, Vanilla Ice came out, sold all those records, whatever, but we know how he's looked at to this day, you know, like how his history views him.
Well,
and then you look at how history views House of Pain and Everlast, and I was always like, because they really were authentic. They represented who they really were and where they really came from. And so I knew, I was like, look, I love hip-hop, but I happen to be from the damn city. So if I'm going to be accepted in this thing, and if history's going to view me in any kind of favorable way, I'm going to have to embrace who I really am, and that's what's going to have to come across in my future. So.
Yeah, man, I know that's right.
And you know what? And sticking true to your game, it's paid off in spades, I'm sure.
Yeah, too bad Vanilla ran through all that damn money, though. He made a bunch of fucking money for a minute.
Yeah.
Then it caught up with him, Vanilla Ice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's
still,
I don't know what happened with that situation. You know, he got trouble or something lately, but he's got money, man. He's like, he's one of Adam Sandler's boys now. He's going to start popping up. You know, when Adam Sandler has, like, his boys up in all his movies.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice. One of his boys now, because the new one they were just talking about coming out.
I heard that movie sucked.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie Pixels? I heard it sucked. I don't know. I didn't see it. But.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he's on a cold streak right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But the last one Vanilla Ice was in was pretty good. While at the, you know, the, what was it called, where he was his son, Vanilla Ice was like dad's friend or his friend. He was like a young child prodigy that screwed his high school teacher and got a pregnant and all that stuff. His son was...
I don't know what the hell it was.
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of it.
Oh, man. You gotta Google that thing.
Now I gotta go look at it. Yeah.
Now I'm gonna figure it out. I didn't know he was even in a movie. I saw him in concert not too long ago.
That's what Rex Ryan's in, you know? And he's like a child. Something happens when he's young, and he ends up screwing a high school teacher, and he gets pregnant. Adam Sandler does, and Vanilla Ice is his boy. He becomes like an overnight celebrity, and Vanilla Ice is his boy, and then he's like, his son's getting married and trying to pretend like this guy wasn't his dad, and he just shows up like a week of the wedding or something.
I kind of remember it.
No, I remember because he was a star for fucking his teacher.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that was insane because everybody around him gave him that big kudos for banging his teacher. That's great. Yeah, I remember.
Anyway, that's enough. Thanks for talking about how good I am.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, for real.
Fuck Vanilla Ice unless he wants to come on.
Impact I've made.
Yeah, you made one, man. So, how was it when you first started playing and coming out? I'm sure that had to be a shock to some people and you know, did you catch a bunch of flack for that, trying to mix in with the country kind of rap at the first, at the start?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think most people, like I said, like real people respected it. You know, it was just so out of left field, man. Like, you know what I mean? So like mainstream people looking at Lax or Colt videos now is like, whoa, they're country and they're rapping like, if you really think back to like 2001, dude, when Ugly came out and we're in a pig pen.
Yeah.
Literally. And it went to number one on TRL and 103 Park. Yeah, man, I think a lot of people were just like, what in the hell?
But a lot of people identified.
It was a different world back then. You know, it was a different world back then because there was no, I just knew that there were people from the country that, you know, I knew people I went to high school with. I was a little bit to the extreme, you know. We were riding around on rims, and, you know, we might have had a jacked up toy on a 4x4, but we, you know, have chrome on it and all that. We was a little more on the hood side of representing things, but the biggest rednecks I knew, like the biggest redneck, had some rap CDs. This is 1993, 94, you know, they had, you know, a Tupac CD next to a Nirvana CD next to a Tim McGraw CD next to an Outkast CD.
Yeah, no shit.
We were the MTV generation. We were the first generation that grew up listening to everything because everything was in our, you know, you cut on MTV back in those days, you know, and you'd be able to see a little bit of everything. And that was kind of foreshadowing what the internet age would be like, you know. The dancer now, all it's you see and hear every time.
Man, I was watching your, talking about MTV, I was watching your, one of your videos, escaped my mind, was it, I was just watching it today. One of your damn videos was really cool, man. I'm fucking old, man. I don't know. Oh, Splinter. Was that what it was?
Oh, yeah. Splinter, yeah.
Yeah, man. What a cool video. And, like, what happened to MTV, man? You guys, everybody's still making videos and cool videos on YouTube, but wonder what the hell happened to MTV while they quit playing. Because that was cool to see all the artists and all the different takes on their videos and how it, you know, went to the music. And
There's a short and a long answer to that question, and they both begin and end with money, so we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
right.
Man, that was so cool.
But basically,
though.
My own label E1 kind of popped up out of nowhere. We started building some momentum and sent a cease and desist letter about the project as it was going on average sales at that time, and so we basically had to our activities as far as what we were doing, you know, to get it popping. So it is what it is. That was 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I definitely think that, man, that story and, you know, and everything that was happening with that video, I didn't really care because I did share it on the show. Don't let me misrepresent that. But it was more like, I just wanted my fans to know what the hell had been going on in my life. You know, that's more what that song video was like. Like, why I haven't put out anything in 6 years, you know?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't because I just, like, woke up one day, oh, hell, I don't like you. Like, it wasn't like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, some crazy stuff went down and I almost died, you know? It's like, multiple times, but with the rehab twice, jail a few times, or whatever, you know? So it was always, like, most of my diehard fans got that message, you know, as far as with Splinter. I still consider it a victory, you know, but it would have been nice if that thing had kept rolling, you know, on MTV.
Yeah, it's just cool, the shooting the videos and stuff. And like I said, too bad MTV don't come back and start having videos like that.
At all. VH1's not even plays any videos.
Well, that was on that MTV Jams, you know, they played some.
Oh, do they? I didn't even know they even played any anymore.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if they do now or not, but I just know back at that time, you know, that was what it was being played on, was MTV Jams.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, it's cool to see, it's cool to have an artist to go out there and make some cool music and then have a cool video to go along with it too, man. I know.
Yeah, no, me and Shannon from Average Joe's, we kind of had that concept, and we trying to decide, there was a couple songs that we actually were down to, as far as like banging, that we ended up doing that video in the desert. We were thinking about maybe doing it for that one, but Splinter was just natural, you know. Like Splinter really wasn't based on what was going on in music at the time. It wasn't like it was energy wise or tempo wise really set up to be like a radio hit or nothing. But it served its purpose, like I said, and it provided a foundation for me to start, you know, this second chapter of my career.
Yeah. Man, I made a video called Banging back in the day. That's how I got my name.
Speaking about banging, I'm looking at his tour schedule for the next couple of
weeks. That's big, Karen.
Yeah, that's it.
Have you seen his tour dates for the next couple of weeks?
I saw the one in Nashville I want to go to.
Well, shit. If I'm reading this right, where are you? Where,
deja vu.
Yeah, you got all over deja vus, and you come to a Harley shop here. What's up with that? There's a deja vu here.
Basically, you know, as a result of, you know, being a brand and an entity that not only, like, you know, Interscope Records spent probably close to $10 million marketing, you know, the name Bubba Sparks and my face and stuff. Yeah, I kind of got one of those, I'm kind of somewhat of a household name, you know, definitely was, you know, 10, 15 years ago, but most people still know the name Bubba Sparks. Like, when you couple that with a song like, Miss New Booty, I'm able just to, like, basically, I think I did 30 appearances with Hustler and Deja Vu Clubs. We did the one here in Nashville. with a Lake Texas. And, you know, and basically that's just an appearance. I go in and you know, make really good money and go in and have a Miss No Booty contest and perform two or three songs and party and go to the house. So.
Next time you come to Nashville's Deja Vu and do this, we are, I'm VIP with you, baby. I'm sorry.
No, they had back-to-back nights, well, they had Alexis Texas on a Friday night. They had me on a Saturday night with Alexis Texas.
They did
nearly twice as many on that Saturday night as they did just with Alexis Texas. And I'm like, whoa, that's kind of fishy. But, you know, but, they also, you know, that weekend was like their biggest week. I mean, it's not like we booked them all at one time. We booked a few of them and they like went off, like, you know, at every one of the places. I mean, think about it. I mean, I'm a pretty good entertainer, like, not in the sense of like MC and rapping, but I mean, like, you know, I got a little bit of charisma and personality, so I could get up there and facilitate the whole Miss New Booty contest and all that and rock that. Actually, a really good time, man. It's like a, you know, like a comedy show down there.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad job, dude. I don't know if I'd want to judge it.
I mean, it's very, very tough, you know, and,
somebody's gotta do it.
Yeah, somebody's gotta friggin' go to the titty bars and judge the asses. I don't know how the hell you do it.
Yeah, you twist them arm, Bob. I'll meet you next month here. Yeah. I'll suffer through it with you.
I'm a suffer through
one of them. Don't fret for me too much, man. I will persevere.
I hope so, damn.
You got some new music coming out?
Man, I've been working on some stuff. Honestly, I always tell people this, you know. I'm such a weekend warrior, man. You know, it's like I'm not quite, just being honest, I'm not, like, on that level. To be able to go on just two or three tours a year, like, say, like, even, like, Yellow Wolf does. You know, where you can just go out on the road for 70 or 80 days, two or three times a year, then, you know, be home the rest of the time for the most part. Like, I don't have that luxury. I have to pretty much do all my shows on the weekends, you know. And I do 100, 120 shows a year, so you space that out over weekends. I mean, pretty much unless I block a weekend and say I don't want to block something on this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm working pretty much every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So that means, like, if I'm in, you know, Ohio or something, or, you know, Michigan or Rhode Island or whatever, I leave Wednesday night. I won't get back till Sunday night, late, you know, and then I have two whole days that, you know, if I don't take any time to kick it with the fam, you know, my fiance and stuff, like, I have two full days at home, you know, so it's like, like, I'm not on a tour bus or anything. Me and my DJ and my merch dude, we just, like, hit the road, rent a car and hit the road. So it's not like it's, like, riding in comfort, like, you know, the old days where you can just sit there and record a whole album, you know, in a Chevrolet Traverse or nothing. So it's kind of a slower process, man, me trying to get, you know, get music done right now. With the Jaws for Spark, I put out the Pain Management in October 2013. Then I put out the Made on McCoshville Road in June of 2014 or July of 2014. And then we put out the Jaws for Spark, me and the Jaws Boys, in December of 2014.
Oh, damn.
That was three albums in, like, you know, a year and a half. So, you know, I don't want to let the foot off the accelerator, but I'm also at a point, man, where I gotta get my creative rocks off again, man. Like, I'm kinda getting a little stagnated with the whole, way the scene is going, and, you know, it seems like everybody's doing their thing, but it sounds like the same songs, same tracks get made over and over, so I really want to try something different this time. So it's a matter of trying to find the right producers and, you know, keep that right sound together, figure out just how far I can push, you know, the country rap, country hip hop, as I like to call it. That's what I do. And see how far I can push that envelope.
Man, we're still looking for someone to write the Straight Hustling song.
Yeah.
Straight Hustling with Big Terry. Big Terry.
Hey man, we're on the side. That sounds something like that sounds something new.
Yeah, man.
It's scary.
That fits in deja vu too.
Yeah.
I didn't just get chlamydia. Oh, I've been flaring.
Hey, look, let me tell you, Bubba, you sent us a demo of your new song, Straight Hustling, and we're going to make it our theme song.
No, man, you got to write it while we're out here. You got to come out to the...
Yeah, come out here and kick it with us.
Y'all got some pizza out there?
We will have some pizza.
Some pizza?
He said beets.
Did you say pizza, Mike?
I thought he said pizza, man. I want some pizza.
Damn, hungry.
I'll take pizza, too, but pizza is what I really like to eat.
Oh, no, we have to bring John out here for that.
Yeah, we don't have no pizza.
JC got him, boy. You got to believe that.
Yeah, that'd be the one. We could, man, look, I see some hustling magic happening out here at the headquarters.
Yeah, that'd be cool, boy.
Yeah, it's the place to do it, I swear. They'll tell you. You can get your mind right out here.
Oh, I'm coming.
Ah, shit. Hey, man, we got a thing we do called the Hustle Round. We just ask you some questions. You just kind of say whatever pops in your mind. You want to do that with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. If you're elected president tomorrow, what's the first thing you would do besides invite the Straight Hustling crew to the White House?
Make it where my tax debt is parked.
Yeah, hook me up too, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Damn, they take mine.
Hey, you said the first, Mom. You said the first.
Ah, shit, man. All right, what about who would your vice president be?
My vice president would be Lil Duval.
Lil Duval, all right.
Hell yeah, man. He's funny.
All right, shit, all right. What's the craziest thing someone's thrown on stage at you?
Well, that would have probably been... craziest. I mean, it had to be when I did the deck Gathering the Juggalos back in 2002. I mean, I got all kind of shit thrown at me because there was a miscommunication and I was late getting to the stage. And all this crazy stuff happened and there was 18,000 people there. Literally, I walked out during my first song, started spitting. I was probably about a fourth of the way through the first verse and I just got hit in the head with a full beer. Like a 20-ounce beer cup just hit me in the head.
Oh,
I knocked the fuck out. I was like, I hope it's beer, but whatever. So, that probably had to be first.
That's juggalos. Just don't tell me what it was.
We had the... We had the Moonshine Band. We had the Moonshine Bandits on here, and they actually had somebody jump on the stage from like 40 feet up.
Yeah.
I saw Coolio damn climb up a 40-foot pole on top of the stage and fall off of it one day.
Damn, that's what I saw with the...
Yeah.
Real Ice was Coolio. Damn. That shit was crazy.
All right, man. What if you could be a... instant starter on any sports team, what team would you be on, what sport, and what position would you play?
I mean, it's kind of ridiculous for me to say this, but it would actually be college football. And I would be the starting quarterback for the University of Georgia Bulldogs.
All right.
Oh, no.
You ain't gonna make any money, but all right.
Yeah.
Hey, I mean, dude, I tell you what, that experience of being the man, and if you take any SEC camp, Tennessee, Alabama, any of them, being the dude, oh man, the ass and everything you gonna get, man, it'd be priceless.
Oh man, you'd have like 20 kids running around.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and then
about 7 car dealerships for sure.
And then you got a pretty good chance of making it to the league after that anyway.
Yeah, right.
I've always told everybody, you know, whether you like Tennessee or not, you got to watch your team play them at Neyland Stadium.
You got
109 going.
I've been two or three times, man.
Yeah, that's just an experience, you know, good, bad, or whatever. You're going to have a good time there.
Roll Tide.
he likes a toilet roll.
It's a great venue, man. It really is. I mean, it's like, you know, the seats are a little smallish, you know, because they're trying to cram 197,000 people in there. But it's still an awesome venue overlooking the river and all that, man. My best friend played, that's how I ended up in Athens, Georgia, from Missouri. My best friend, that I grew up with, went up to Georgia. He ended up playing 6 years in the NFL. Guy by the name of Stephen Herndon was all SEC, offensive lineman at Georgia. And his senior year, they played at Neyland, and we, me and my manager now, we drove up there, man. I'll never forget that experience. It was awesome.
Yeah, They got all them small seats and all them fat girls.
I know it.
there's some hot.
Yeah. Too bad Vanderbilt. That experience just ain't the same.
No, Vanderbilt. I hate them benches. God, they suck.
Yeah, that's terrible. All
right, man. If you were stranded on a deserted island, you got one person you can be with. You either got to pick Colt Ford, David Ray, Kid Rock, Ted Nugent, or Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
Man, what happened to Bros Before Hoes?
Yeah,
go ahead, all right.
He's going to repopulate.
I mean, that's like in a world where there's like a lot of options, dude. I mean, like, it's like procreation. And like, I mean, look, I love D-Ray, but how long do you think me and him going to be like out there? I mean, it is, you know, I'd probably actually end up, after I had sex with Megan Fox, you know, 10 or 12 times, be wanting to choke her and kill her, but I don't mean that literally. Don't let that come into print that way. Like, he said he was going to choke and kill Megan Fox, but, you know, it's the nature of a woman, you know, it's like, you should get on your nerves. But, I think you got to have that release.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Yeah, well, oh, shit.
10 or 12
that would be a pretty, that'd be a pretty quality release, too.
Yeah, that's better than any seagull.
Well, you're saying 10 or 12 times. What's going to happen the second day?
The second day? Yeah, no joke.
She won't be around the second day, either.
Well, I had to chase her around that whole first day.
Maybe you'll trap her by the second day.
Yeah, put her in the pit.
Yeah.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Yeah. It puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose.
All right, man. Here's Mike's question that he always likes to ask. Your favorite Kardashian?
Oh, yeah, that's my question. You suck.
Yeah, I mean, Kim. I mean, I don't really care particularly for any of them. Or does Kanye count as a Kardashian?
Yeah, he sure does. He lost his last name.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I mean, it'd definitely be Kim because I mean, I like to throw my name in the hat too. I mean, why not?
Are you trying to become a
Kardashian? That thing does poke out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh man, she's got ass for days.
Just don't let the other one roofie you, the Caitlyn one.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah. You might end up on an island with him somewhere when you wake up.
Yeah.
You'll be putting lotion on the skin.
Oh lord.
Hey, what's your favorite drink, man?
Like alcoholic drink?
Sure.
I mean, my favorite drink, period, is a Monster, like Monster Energy drink.
Okay.
But my favorite alcoholic drink, what's funny is I like to drink Monster first thing in the morning, but I don't like mixing my vodka with Monster. I mix my vodka with sugar-free Red Bull. So.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, he loves that energy drink, too.
I love vodka and Red Bull, man.
Yeah.
No, sure. Man, I mean, honestly, man, it's hard for me to drink anything but that. Like, because I just got so used to that, like, you know, because I actually did quite a bit of cocaine back in the day, and I don't mess around like that no more. So it's kind of like
Sunday,
like the closest thing to it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It gets you a good buzz.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
man.
You know, Red Bull and vodka and cocaine really gets you a good buzz.
Just like
that. Oh, yeah. Well, that's when you're like 38, like I am, that's sent to the ER.
That's just like that Alabama rehab. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
I don't do cocaine. What? Well, unless it's on Sunday.
Yeah, that's shit.
Yeah, unless you got any.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, I don't do blow unless you got a pocket full, buddy.
Man, Mike wants to know what your favorite weapon is.
Yeah.
My favorite weapon is my brain.
Oh, shit.
There it is.
Went deep on y'all, didn't I?
Yeah, baby. Man.
You can tell I'm really getting fatigued by this traffic now. I'm starting
you
to
You still in traffic? Damn.
Where the hell? Are you doing circles around town? I mean, what the fuck?
Well, yeah, I mean, because I'm, like, driving around because I don't want to go home and, you know. Because then, you know, you
like
had
Stu.
20 minutes.
Sound like Stu. He don't want to go home either.
Yeah, that's why he's here.
You got to be hustling.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hey, we got to ask you, what's your favorite Nashville podcast?
Oh, Straight Hustling, of course. It's not even close.
It sounded like it was a little close. Man, we want to thank you for coming on, man. Hey, we definitely want to get you out here sometime, man. Love to hook up
with
you.
No, let's plan it the next month or something. Next month, six weeks, something like that. We'll get out there.
I'm going to get you.
I'm about, like I said, you see my schedule, you know, it's pretty tight. Pretty tight.
Yeah.
But we're here. Yeah, I'll be back from L.A. I'm actually all the way to like, after that slum fest, everything's pretty jam packed, but sometime maybe like early October, y'all want to play on it?
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. We got a big fire going out here,
yeah,
bro.
Kick
that'd
it.
Be good.
Hell yeah.
Man, that slum fest looks good, man, but it's like an all day damn party, man.
I'm ready.
It's like fucking yeah, 10 a.m. in the morning.
A lot of Red Bull and cocaine. I mean, a lot of Red Bull and vodka.
It's going to be fun for sure.
Yeah, man.
That sounds like a good show, man. Hell yeah, I can't wait.
Is it going to be at the Boswell's motorcycle shop?
At the dealership on the Harding?
Man, I think that's where it's at. I really...
Yeah. Yeah, they got a big area. They got a big area. It's right there at Fessler.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big area, so I think so. They got a lot of tents and shit they're getting ready.
Yeah, I think they're going to do like the whole parking lot thing.
Right.
You know,
okay.
So.
It'll be rocking, man. I'm going to ride my bike.
Yeah, man. See if we can bring my camera.
No, I don't, man. You know, like, I used to ride dirt bikes when I was younger, but I just, at this age, man, I just don't need no extra risks in my life.
Hey, we want to thank you for coming on, man. Very cool taking your time out of your day, man.
Yeah,
I really
a lot,
appreciate
man.
It.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. We appreciate it.
No, thank y'all for talking to me, man. Look forward to connecting again in the future.
Yeah, we'll keep in touch, man. Thanks, Bubba. Take care, man.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one now.
You got it. Bye-bye. All right, that's the show. Bubba Sparks on Straight Hustling.
Oh, yeah. That's an awesome show.
That's a great show, man. He's freaking... goes through spells where he gets a bunch of stuff out. He's staying busier than hell, man.
Yeah.
Three albums in, what, a year and a half?
Man, I had no idea he was in Nashville, man. We should have just scheduled it here. That would have been so damn cool, man. So, got him on his cell phone, so that was very cool for him to take his time out, driving around town, talk to us. Next time, we'll have to get him at the headquarters.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Man. Some Red Bull and vodka going on. I have a hell of a show out here.
Yeah, man. That'd be very cool. So, everybody check out his tour, go to his website, and he's got a lot of tour dates. If you like strip clubs and Bubba Sparks, then it's gonna be right down your alley.
Yeah, if you don't like strip clubs, I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you.
If you don't like strip clubs or Bubba Sparks,
yeah,
you're not American.
You might not be listening to the right show. Because we like both, and especially titty bars, I mean. That's an American staple. It's been almost around as long as, you know, prostitution. So
yeah, Bubba. Just remember, Bubba, whenever you're up there suffering, you know, you need a relief, man. I'm your man. I got you back in the strip club judging contest for you.
Yes, I need that gig.
All right. So tell them where our website is, one of y'all. Anybody know?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, yes, too, Mike. No, it's up on the wall.
It's right up in the corner above your head, Dick. Hey,
no,
y'all be sure to check us out at straighthustling.com. It's www.straight.com. That's STR8HUSTLIN.com. And we got direct links right there to all the podcasts. There's links to iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, one-stop shop. Pick up your damn Straight Hustling t-shirts.
Yes.
Let everybody know what the hell's going on. You're a hustler.
Yeah, so that'd be cool, man. Check us out. We'll have to get old Bo Sparks a Straight Hustling shirt, see if it'll wear it to the show in Nashville. That'd be badass.
Hell yes.
So we're getting out of here, man. That's the show. Bubba Sparks. You ain't hustling, you ain't living. We're out. When they ain't wanted none. And that's just how the thing go when you get her done. We did it, son. Yeah, we did it, son. We was drinking Jim Beam by the handle. Me and Steven Herndon loading up ammo. Bumping good in my real tree camo. This white boy really think he Rambo. Cut the beat on, I bet his ass jammed, though. You don't like it, straight to hell is where you can go. 12-pointer hanging right above the mantle. You don't like the program, change the channel. Virgin fried, baptized, and gravy. Can't wash off what the good Lord made you. No matter